I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society, visiting with Michael Jahn. He is in Vilnius, Lithuania, near the Russian frontier. And the question Michael has been asking for several weeks now in Lithuania is, what is to be done with the threat of the Russian Federation against NATO? Because Michael's on the front lines. He'd be a road bump on the way to Paris. Michael, what have you learned about the Lithuanian military and its preparations?
Right. In fact, again, I'm sitting literally 40 meters away from the old KGB headquarters. So for the things that we're talking about now, I would be dragged in there and tortured and killed not long ago. And so they're very concerned. The Lithuanians and Estonians, Latvians, Polish, everybody's quite concerned that the Russian bear will come back again, because they know as soon as it's got the strength and power, it'll do it. One of the things that the Lithuanians are concerned about is an invasion from the Russians, and that they'll just come in and seize a great deal of Lithuanian territory, immediately start to negotiate, and then just keep that part of the territory. And, you know, that's quite doable. Their military here is not powerful, not large, and they know that. And the Russians just have them outnumbered and out everything, out terrain, out gear.
What about NATO, Michael? What do the Lithuanians say about NATO?
Well, I'm not going to say what Lithuanians say. I'll say what I say. NATO is worthless except for the United States. And I've seen them in action, you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, well, you know, just their NATO as a whole is essentially worthless. The United States fights. And the Lithuanians realize that. Lithuanians were in Iraq and Afghanistan. I got to know them in Afghanistan, actually. And they realize that their only real possibility is the United States. And they feel a close relationship with the United States. You know, when Lithuanians move mostly to places like Chicago, like the Polish do, Chicago as well, you know, they become Americans quite quickly. They assimilate so quickly that, you know, one generation later, you'd have no idea where they were from. And they're quite proud to be Americans. And that's why you have many Lithuanians actually leaving here, is because there are so many threats and the history is so rife with invasion going all directions. You know, it's just a matter of time until it happens again.
What do the Lithuanians say about the Russian Federation and Belarus? Do they talk about the Belarus soldiers, or do they only refer to the Russian Federation?
Oh, no, they talk about Belarus every day, and they talk about those almost interchangeably. Belarus is a client state of Russia. Belarus is Russia's dog, right? But it's also its own rogue dog. So Belarus is very dangerous. You know, Belarus, you know, I saw a cartoon. I think I sent it to you, actually, that a Lithuanian officer sent me today. It was in the media, about, you know, the Belarusian, dictator Lukashenko, weaponizing migrants. And he's, you know, loading up migrants from his quiver and firing them with a bow and arrow across the border here. Because that's what they're doing. They're using the migrants to destabilize Lithuania and the EU. And you know, it'll work eventually. It'll definitely work. You know, especially with Germany and France and the tremendous mistakes Sweden and others have made on migration, it's just adding up.
Are the Lithuanians allied with the Poles? The Poland is a much larger country with the same tradition of resistance.
Oh yeah. You know, Poland and Lithuania are famous for resistance. And you know, their relationship goes way back in history, centuries. So, I mean, they're, you know, many of the people, I'm outside right now in front of the KGB headquarters, you might hear people walk by speaking Polish. I mean, a significant number of Lithuanians speak Polish as their first language. So, I mean, this is their relationship is as tight as, you know, the Mississippi River is with the Gulf of Mexico. It's like they flow together and they combine at some point, and this is it.
Your measure, Michael, of right now, Vilnius, is it a capital that feels at risk? Do people act as if things might go bad very quickly, or is this long-term thinking? You've had a lot of conversations.
Actually, I mean, it feels nice. I like it. I love this place. And if I didn't know that giant axe was hanging over our heads here, you would think this would be the nicest place to be in Europe, or at least one of the nicest places. You know, I spent 6 years rolling around Europe and living in Germany and Poland and going all over the place. This is one of the nicest places in Europe that I've seen, except that we're at the, you know, we're tied to a stake at the edge of a, you know, firing squad. Russia and Belarus are right there. And they just don't have the military to stop a real invasion.
What is your measure, Michael, of the Lithuanians about educating themselves to take care of themselves? I know they don't have the manpower, but there are a lot of ways to fight. Do they talk about the cyberspace? Do they talk about artificial intelligence? There are many ways to slow down the Russian bear.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's something we've talked about for many hours, day after day. In fact, one physicist that I spent 5 or 6 hours with one night talking about nothing but this, he does AI for Lithuania. The Lithuanians are huge in information warfare, and they're quite good at it. They're known for being good at it. They are ahead of the pack. They're, you know, developing AI now to be predictive so that they can predict where the next AI attack is going to come, the next information attack is going to come from. And literally develop their, for instance, they can see when enemies are out there, putting drafts up, drafts of, you know, the latest press releases or whatever they're going to, stories that they're going to put up. You know, they can see these drafts sometimes at different servers. And before those drafts are even published, they're already writing rebuttals here. And sometimes if they're really quick, they can get the rebuttal out before the article's even published. I mean, that's what they're, ultimate goal is to be able to do that very quickly, so quickly that they're hitting at the same time or the rebuttal hits even before the story hits, even before the initial information attack hits.
Is there a comment, Michael, about the ransomware attacks launched at the United States and private enterprise in the U.S., not only by Russia but also by China? Do they talk about that in Vilnius?
We didn't talk about that specifically because we're talking about more about CCP and Russia as it pertains to Lithuania and how it pertains to the EU, especially Lithuania. But certainly they're cognizant of that, you know, because, you know, Estonia, for instance, has come under attack. I mean, they do come under cyber attack regularly here daily. But they haven't been taken off the grid or anything like that. But they know that that day can come at any point. And there's many ways to hit Lithuania with information warfare. And they're very cognizant of that. For instance, about 56 kilometers from me is the Astravec nuclear power plant in Belarus. And one of the concerns, for instance, is that Belarus could fake, or Russia could fake, that they've had an accident, as an example, when the wind is right, and just try to cause, you know, Lithuanians to leave Lithuania and run on over to Poland. I mean, these sorts of things are the kind of information warfare that have real effects. And they're, even when you're aware of something that might happen, that doesn't mean you're guarded against it at all times.
Michael Yon. The way to find Michael's reporting is at locals.com/Michael Yon, all one. Michael Yon is in Vilnius, Belarus. Vilnius, Lithuania, talking about the threat from Belarus, weaponized migrants. The migrants are either ill or disabled in some fashion, which is extremely cynical of the Iraqi authorities to export ill or disabled Iraqis. I understand some of them might have been disabled in the fighting, but in any event, that is not health care. Michael Yon in Vilnius. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.